Women, men of planet Earth, hello and welcome to the Artful Ramblings of Allegra Scarano. Hi, thank you for listening and pushing play. I am here with Jake Frazek.
Hello.
He is moving knobs around and pushing wires in, and we sound great. I attempted to record a podcast by myself, Jake, and I have never been more grateful for everything you do back there.
Oh, well.
And maybe one day for Christmas I'll put it up, but I wasn't ballsy enough to do it for some reason.
Multitasking.
You know, it's like you're doing sound, you're doing editing, you're doing it all. It's a lot.
Left brain, right brain.
Yeah. There's certainly several people, many podcasts that do it all on their own, and I appreciate that, but you know, it is nice having help. I'm a great delegator, you know. I know Fantastic. When a job needs to be done and who to do it, but, you know, I'm not going to do it.
You'd be a good president or vice president.
I would be amazing at that. And, you know, the bar is set. Apparently I can do it.
This is true. This is very true.
We'll do it. Well, what dirty secrets would come out from my past? I, like, lived a boring life. I feel like there aren't any. Except my Twitter feed. They'd be like, she said this. Horrible thing about Ramona from Real Housewives of New York's daughter. But
I think you're allowed to say crazy shit on Twitter now.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess you are.
Exactly. See,
you're gonna go back 5
times
years.
Times are different now.
It's true. God bless America. Gives any loser hope to, you know, do anything you want, and that's really what it is. Even if you're not a loser, and you're a wonderful person
with a clean background.
Yeah. You know, go run for president. No.
Does anyone out with a clean background ever run?
And who has a clean background? Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, the people who live their life because they're going to run for president one day are never fun.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. But if anything, yeah, it's like you can do anything. You can do anything and run. So I think that's exciting. I think that's why maybe there's 20-something Democrats running.
At least.
But we still love our boy Pete.
You love Pete. I can never pronounce his name right, even though you've done an excellent job.
Buttigieg. Buttigieg. I did it. Finally. And, you know, it's a struggle. And if that's the only problem we have with this guy is that we can't pronounce his name very quickly, that's fine with me. Because guess what? He still holds up. There's been no scandal. There is nothing. Everything I love about this man. And give him your money. Give him your vote. And let's get out there and take our country back, because holy fuck do we need to take it back, because it's gone. It's that plastic bag and American Beauty flying around. Not artistically, though. No, what is it? It's a semi-truck out of control that you know is just going to flip and light on fire. Speaking of cars lighting on fire, I saw a car on fire.
What kind of car?
Think it was a Ferrari. Well, it was a Lotus. And that's a Ferrari. It was a Ferrari. And it lit on fire. And it burned in about 15 minutes. And it was cool. It was fucking cool.
$150,000 up in flames real quick.
Yeah. Someone then informed me, oh, it's not worth that much. It wasn't that nice of a one. I'm like, well, nonetheless, I'm sure it means a lot to this person. And holy shit, imagine being like, all right, let's pull the car over because it's on fire and we have to run out. One of the doors was ajar, like indicating someone ran out, didn't have time to shut the door. But the tires blew up. It was very dramatic. Jeez. It was in the middle of like nowhere in like Northern California, and everything was so dead and like so dry. I was like, how is it not
on a highway or a residential street?
It's like on these side back roads in this like little mountain, like the back hills. So I thought the whole state was going to burn up, but it didn't. You know, it didn't. A car lit on fire in the middle of the woods, basically, and it was amazing. But it's amazing how, for some reason, it didn't. But a match that hasn't been lit in 5 days can start a fire. You know,
it's like,
you
did
know,
they put it out? You saw people like fire people, the, fire
yeah,
men.
They came to put it out, and they did a very efficient job. And we love firefighters. And I'm sure they were pissed. Like, we don't need this car lighting on fire. Well, I guess
they got cats to save from trees.
Right. That's disrespectful.
I'm joking, obviously, but that's important. If that was my cat,
yeah. If you have a cat in a tree, don't call the fire department. That's, I think, rule number one. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, they got
like,
bigger fish to fry.
Truly.
Yeah, burning They're buildings.
Getting bodies out of lakes and shit.
Yeah, it's true. I got a lot of friends. My uncle was a firefighter. Your brother-in-law is a firefighter.
Denver Fire. Holler. I think it's a very noble profession.
And it's incredibly noble. It's truly heroic.
It's great. And people love firefighters, and it's great. People, you know, they don't love cops that much.
Mm-mm.
It's not one of those. Which, listen, I am not defending any. No, I support law enforcement. Active members of society when they're good. Typically, they're not. And you know, systematic racism comes in and ruins everything. And you know, for me personally, a lot of the time they're just shitty detectives. And in terms of solving fucking crimes and murder, it seems like they're not too interested in getting the facts. So that's my issue with law enforcement. Okay. And of course, Black Lives fucking matter. All right. So that rant is done. Anyway, firefighters, they're great. My sister has firefighter license plates, and she never gets pulled over, ever. Like, you can drive that thing drunk, and, like, you're never going to get pulled over.
It's like having a flag that support your troops stickers and shit. You're good to go.
It's cool. But firefighters need, you know, more support. Mm-hmm. I think they deal with a lot of trauma in their profession, and I don't think it's, you know, it's a real masculine profession. And I think that, you know, discussing their trauma, what they've seen or what they're going through on the job, like, isn't necessarily normalized, and there's repercussions and problems that come with that, you know? And so as a family who is directly not affected, but like blessed with sort of those scenarios, I know that they need a lot of support. And so, you know, if you know a firefighter, if you are a firefighter, just know that there's support out there, that you need to take it, that you deal with some shit. You see some shit. And that's not going unknown, not with my eyes. So, you know, get that help, you know, fucking talk to someone or be like, whoa, that was fucked up, huh? And I think that's identifying, like realizing like this situation is crazy. Allows the situation to be crazy and not normalized.
You don't see a lot of firefighter movies, or you see a lot of police movies, right? A lot of cop movies. Very few firefighter movies now I think about it. Count them on one hand, I bet.
Yeah. September 11th sort of brought the thing to light, but, you know, not enough. But it's true. It's, you know, they save the day. But I learn a lot, and mostly if outlets are hot, when you're charging something or using it, that's bad.
That's a bad sign.
It's not good.
Wow, what's that mean?
Your house is gonna burn down. That was my one bedroom. It was an electrical nightmare, and I was lucky every day I woke up. So, you know, get your shit checked out too, because fires happen.
What happened to your favorite Chinese restaurant in Colorado?
Oh, speaking of fire, thank you for that. Well, let me just say that the fact that I have not brought up the Maggie Long case. It's fucked up to say the least. It's the least I can do with the platform of, you know, talking, you know, to you sweet people and to the world. And for those of you who don't know, which most of you probably don't, the Maggie Long case is essentially my hometown murder. It happened in the city that, their town, it's not a fucking city, the town that my sister and my father now live in. It's neighboring to the town I grew up in. And that is Bailey, Colorado. And 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, Maggie Long, a 17-year-old from Platte Canyon High School, went home after school to pick up something for like a school event she was hosting at the school later. And she was going to run home, come back, never came back to school. They got worried because she's not a flake. So the sister at that time was posting on Facebook, where's Maggie? Has anyone seen her? No one knew. At the same time, there was a fire in Bailey. So all like sort of the Facebook community pages were like letting people know, oh, there's a fire off 43. Great at facts. That could not be it. And so there's fire. Turns out Maggie Long's house was on fire. But where's Maggie? We don't know. One would assume, where's Maggie? She's in the house. So everyone in the community, this small Colorado town, assumed that, you know, Maggie Long is in the house, and it wasn't confirmed for like 24 hours that she was in the house.
So she was there.
Yep. And she was lit on fire. She was in the house. It didn't take over the whole entire house. Just like part of the living room.
Alone?
Yeah, she was alone. However, the 911 call was called in by like a tenant in the house. Like, I guess there was like an upstairs apartment on the garage that some guy rented. So he called the cops at like 7:15 or 7:30 and was like, I hear people arguing downstairs and they're threatening to light the house on fire. And so then the cops show up and they see the fire, and then they call the fire department because it's like different. So then the fire department comes in, and it's like maybe like 7:30, 7:45. Finally, they were like putting the fire out, and then they had to call the coroner. It was like this whole thing. But they never found anything. What was missing from the house, Jake, you ask? I will tell you. A safe, one of those like big safes, like taller than me, filled with guns, which people say are heavy. So definitely at least two people needed to get that out of there, and would probably start an argument with any two people doing it, because you set up an IKEA desk or like move a safe, a gun safe, it's
a friendship ender.
It's troublesome, and you can end up just in a rage fight. So that was stolen, and jade figurines were stolen from the house. Family was from Thailand, and by Thailand it could also be Vietnam. So this is great about me, and we know in terms of facts, in terms of the case, this isn't up and vanished. This isn't going to be sword and scale. All the facts aren't going to be there. This is like, you know, broad strokes. This is an idea of it. Okay, so they jade figurines were stolen. They don't really know how much they're worth because they only saw pictures of them. Those things can vary in price, but they can be worth a lot of money. Did they know they're there? I don't know. When I first heard the story, when my sister called me in a panic after a few glasses of wine and said, oh my God, did you hear the Maggie backstory? The family, again, small town. We live there. The Longs are a well-known family in the small town because they own a restaurant and a liquor store in town, the major ones.
Kind of restaurant.
It is a Chinese food restaurant, even though they are not from China. I think it's also Thai. So it's Colorado. So it's like Asian food. We'll give you whatever you want. Take it.
Asian fusion, quote unquote.
However, it's delicious. And Teja Scarano, my sister,
she loves it.
She loves the sesame chicken. Yep. See, she knows about it. Everyone knows about it. Anytime she's home, she's got to go eat the sesame chicken. So we're in there a lot. And we know the family. We know them. And, you know, we know they're hardworking. And they make a damn good sesame chicken. And so she called me and was like, hey, their house is on fire. Something's up. You know,
they heard. While it was on fire? Or that this is going down like live, sort of?
Kind of, because it's on Facebook. So Facebook community is like, people are like, oh, there's a fire up. Exactly. So, like, my sister was like, hey, there was a fire, like, something happened. For me, the point of she knew I would be interested in is because, again, it's a small town, it's a hometown murder, it's a phrase from my favorite murder. It's like, whatever is close to you, you know about. So, the major one that I grew up with was the Platte Canyon High School shooting that happened in the neighboring town in Bailey, the neighboring high school. Smaller town than I grew up with, and some guy came in the middle of the day, held a English room, like an English class hostage, and like separated everyone, like picked five girls out of the group, kicked everyone else out, locked the room, basically like sexually assaulted these five girls for like hours, held them hostage, let some of them go. There was a showdown with the police. They finally came in. He ended up shooting himself, or he shot another girl and himself in the head and died. So one of the five girls that were taken or was like held hostage was Maggie Long's older sister.
Was that one of the ones that got killed, or that was just one of the ones that was
She was just the one that was assaulted. Yeah, okay. And that was held hostage. She lived through it. So that is basically how we sort of knew that. And then the fact that this happened is just like...
How many years between is it?
I think like 4 or 5.
Jesus Christ. I know. That's not a big buffer zone.
And it's a small town for... this family to go through those two,
situations. One of those is enough to fucking collapse the family.
I mean, I just can't believe. And they stayed, and they're hardworking, and they're not public with, sort of their remorse or anything like that. They're very private people. And so that is a very shocking detail. Is it a coincidence? I really don't think so.
Was the guy, the shooter of the school shooting, was like a student, or was it an older person?
He was just like he was just some older guy, like a drunk who stalked the area.
It was random.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was sort of planned out for him. But yeah, I think he lived in the area, or he was off 285, I don't know, off the highway saw. But they found... cigarette butts and a bunch of things around the property of the high school. So they knew that he was sort of stalking it out. But that was after Columbine. And so it was a new high school. So there was a lot of preparation for that sort of thing. It was the time when I was in high school when we would do sort of lockdown or not lockdown. There were drills for, not fires for fucking shootings. Jeez. So they had cameras, and it was
cameras in the school.
Yeah,
the doors where the kids come in,
all the exterior and in most of the school. So I think closing it down and making it I think that was they did an effective job for the most part. But basically, they were just in terms of the shooting, they were just waiting for this guy. They were how long do we wait for this guy to just fucking play around with these girls? And they were all right, we just set a time frame, and then they went in. But so Maggie Long, when my sister told me, the first thing I thought was meth heads, knew this family from the community, assumed that maybe they had money because they own the, it's a nice house, they own one of the only successful businesses in town.
There's money inside. Things of value is what they
must
think, right?
They must have thought, if you're naive enough, you would think that. So, and then the sloppy job of lighting the fire and the fighting, that just, I don't know.
Screams
meth, kind of. And it's in Colorado. It's right off 285. It doesn't make sense. So, but there's a lot that doesn't make sense about this case because it's in Park County, Colorado, and it's small town, huge county. There's just no resources. Obviously these people aren't equipped to handle a murder case
but they bring state police didn't come in or nothing.
FBI apparently they did everything. But a few things from the beginning. There's a major intersection going to 285 from 43 of where the ranch was. So there's two ways in. One way, there's two ways in. And the major way, if you're going to go to Denver or any other city, anywhere out of there, it would be to stop at a major intersection that has cameras on every intersection. So from the beginning, I never understood why they didn't get the plates. They must have gone the other way, or... maybe the cameras weren't working, of course, because it's bureaucratic bullshit. I don't know. But so they never made anything public. They had a gag on the case for the first 24 hours, which is also very rare for a case like this. Mm. There was no press releases. There was no anything sitting down the community to be oh, you're not in risk or anything. They actually said the opposite. They're the public isn't at risk. You guys are fine. Even though literally some guy killed a 17-year-old girl.
Why do you think
girl?
They wouldn't put out a press release? What's the motive behind that if you're the law enforcement?
How do they didn't want... their motive, I have no fucking idea. In the beginning, I think it's there was some... they didn't want information to come out to... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't have got public attention from it, because that's how you get fat people. You drop memories from the beginning. people saw the car or saw something. It is a small town. People see things like there just wasn't enough of like, and the family also did nothing in terms of like public outcries or like anything. It's, and so people like automatically think that's suspicious. You could argue that. However, it is culturally like part of their culture is to like keep things like that very private. So I kind of understand that. Like if I had two situations like that happen to two of my daughters,
everyone grieves differently.
It was complete, exactly. And I was had nothing, was not responsible at all. Then I sure as fuck wouldn't like waste my time dealing with the public or anything. But
yeah, I can understand.
At the same
that.
Time, like if they're, is a murderer, if someone murdered my daughter and they're out there, you want to find out who did it so they don't do it to someone else. That's the bottom line. Whatever you do to do that is...
Exactly. Unless there's more to it behind there that, you know, making a public outcry puts them in more jeopardy or more strain or stress.
Well, so then the community gets talking. And so everyone think, well, a lot of people thought that automatically they start pointing to the family, which, you know, it usually sometimes is, you know,
isn't that always like the first suspect, people closest to the victim?
And sure, it should be. And so then they were like, oh, the family, they have gambling issues, the dad is something. We don't know if any of that's true. They had financial
conjecture.
Issues. None of it has been confirmed. Nothing. I have no idea. I'm not going to trust the rednecks fucking like version of the stories. The only thing that we know about it is Geneva has chickens.
Geneva is Allegra's oldest sister.
Oldest sister. She has chickens. And one time they ended up getting a rooster in the mix. And they tried to make it work anyway. The rooster was fucking mean. They have kids. They couldn't keep the rooster. So she needed to get rid of the rooster. And maybe I shouldn't be saying, well, now I'm telling the story, Geneva. And so she was like, I don't know what to do with the rooster. And so there was like, oh, you can give it to the Chinese restaurant. They take the roosters. I think she thought more of like it was, I don't know what she thought, made into soup, something. Then afterwards, she was like, what if they were doing cockfighting? That was absolutely never confirmed.
That's not a cultural thing in Asia.
And now that I'm
maybe
this,
it is. I don't
now
know.
I'm,
don't listen
now
to
I'm telling the story.
I don't think so.
Should my sister have taken that rooster to a farm somewhere? Absolutely. Local Chinese restaurant to make it into soup. No, I think we could all agree, looking back, that that's not what she should have done. So I bless that rooster's life and wish that it didn't end that way. We don't really know what happened at the end. Maybe they loved it. So I would prefer not being judged on this story and just appreciate my, you know, my honesty. Because to be honest, I do regret voicing this story now. Anyway, so that's what we know about the Longs. This is groundbreaking stuff.
So wait, nothing, no ground has been covered by the authorities? No.
So nothing. So it's been a year. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. And so I was tweeting to Park County Police Department, like some journalists in Denver, and like, yo, what's up with the Maggie Long case? What's up with the Maggie Long case? Like, I know when these cases like go forgotten, like if there is no public outcry, there's no point to do it, you know? And so that was my frustration with the family and my frustration with the community, is that they refused to do anything. I wanted to get poster boards. I still do. I want poster boards on every corner saying what the fuck happened or let's get answers. Because she is obviously an innocent victim in this. It is a small
teenager.
And if you're not going to solve a teenager doing everything, she...
Yeah.
Literally, the memory I have of her is seeing her in the restaurant doing homework, like telling her mom to like shut up. No, I'm kidding. But like was just like doing home, and it was just like very, you know, was like did
so
it all right.
You would assume this is like a wrong place, wrong time.
Yes, I do. I do. I well, yeah, you know, I don't think she was. There's no evidence that she was like, you know, in the wrong crowd or dating any sort of guy that was questionable. I do think that it was a bad, like, given that the way that the fire was lit, it seemed sloppy. They were fighting. It seems like it wasn't planned. I think that it was like an unfortunate mistake. You know,
cover up something.
The truth is like, we don't know. And there's no way to determine that because there's like no, like, real evidence being released to like let us know. They say that they've released some sketches. They're like so random. The problem is it is Colorado and it is like easy to get out of there. And it's been so long. It's been so long that, you know, anyone remembers a sort of suspicious car driving on 285 at that time. It's just, it's rare. So I think that the first step is let's talk about it. Let's podcast about it. And I think the community, like, we can do this. We can even, you know, maybe all, I think there is a DNA sample because the cops took DNA samples from some of the high schoolers. So I think that is promising. So like if there was like a mass DNA like input, like, I don't know, everyone like went down and like, I don't know, submitted their DNA to like check, maybe, I don't know. My heart kind of says, like, yeah, they were like meth heads. They heard about it, and they like got out of town.
Yeah, and they went to rob this place, and she just happened sold to all unfortunately the guns be sold, there. Yeah. And then she
and there's no way to like yeah. apparently there's no way to like track gun numbers.
Well, right? There is unless they're scratched off or they're illegal in the first place.
Right, that's why we hate guns.
But there you can track them, but you can't like track the gun. Yeah. You know, like if you find it, you can find out who would purchase it.
But it's
legally
like they knew. It's like following it real time was so frustrating because it's like, okay, the safe was taken out. So it was like within the first 24 hours.
And these
hours,
people might not have known what's in the safe. They're hoping it's valueless, perhaps.
Right.
Perhaps.
Open it. But so let's say they open it. The first 24 hours, we're like, are they at pawn shops? Are they looking for these guns? Like, do they know? Can we start trying? Because, like, this is when they're going to distribute them. This is when they're going to sell them. But I guess maybe they take them to Mexico. It's like.
Or black market. Even the States, black market, scratch the serial numbers off. Or they weren't looking for guns. They were looking for something else. They find that that's what they ended up getting.
Yeah.
Can't take that to a pawn shop. That wasn't the plan. They don't know how to fence the guns.
Yeah. But there's, like, something that brings them up there. So if they were working on a house up there or, like, you know, drove by the ranch often or, like, if it was something like that sketchy behavior. But people, like, saw things, especially if they were in the restaurant or in the bar that is very small, yeah. The liquor store, like, those types of things. My dad obviously lives up there, sells real estate, is, like, knows the community. And when he saw the first sketch, he was like, he looks familiar somehow. I don't know how I know him, but like somehow. And that has sort of stuck, obviously drives me fucking nuts and keeps me up at night. But like, I think that that is people know more than they want to. I don't know. They probably don't even remember it because no one talks about it. So I am here to solve the Maggie Long case. Let's do it, you guys.
True Detective season 4. Allegra
Scafrano. Oh, another. This should have been edited in. Again, this is not up and vanished. Another detail of the case. The sheriff in Bailey or like Park County at the time was like turned out that he like got elected and then he like went to Florida, moved to Florida and was like spending all of the state's money or like the city's money on this. It was like this corrupt, you know.
While he's the sheriff, he's living in another state.
Yeah. Spending all the money. So that was like literally the time of the Maggie Long. So like, were people doing anything on the case? Like, it's been proven that absolutely not.
Lazy as fuck.
So apparently there's a new guy in town and he like made a shitty website. He's doing his best. Still has not updated anyone on anything. So I think if it's the family isn't going to push the cops and the journalist to ask questions, it's got to be us.
Community.
It's got to be
us.
Well,
if I was like a student at the high school, a peer of this girl's, I would be scared, concerned. Even if I was the parent of my daughter, my son went to that high school, was friends with her, I'd be concerned and worried, and I would be, you know, maybe pushing for some answers.
Listen, I have three nieces that are basically my children, and they live up there, and all I need to know, like, all I know is, like, they're not safe if we don't know anything. And I guess they're never safe. That's the takeaway. Don't leave. Don't let them leave. Lock them up. Chain them to the bed if you have to. No, wait. No. Let's just keep these kids alive. All right, let's do it. And let's solve the Maggie Long case. Let's be like Aaron Brockovich, even though it's not the same situation. Let's let's serial this shit.
Yeah.
And that wasn't solved either. What was... Let's Robert Durst this the other way.
He got himself caught, though. Eh? Oh, no, they didn't even solve that one.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. He messed up. It's hard. Ooh. He was talking so much, that dude. Talked too much. He thought he could trust himself in the shit. He forgot. I still love Robert Durst. Where's the update on that case?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the point. I don't know.
The judicial system is failed.
That was 4 or 5 years ago, he was going to court, finally being caught. You think he was prosecuted or sentenced by now, right?
Yeah, waiting on it. I would love to be a jury in that. I know this now doesn't allow me to do that, but hopefully you're not listening. Anyway, thank you, Jake, for being here. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate that you care about Maggie Long. That's all we can do.
Let's solve the case.
Oh, also, sorry, one more thing. You guys, listen, it's summer. There's SPF. We need to figure out which one we're going to use. Kate Somerville has SPF, like, setter spray that is fucking incredible. It's like, there's no shine. I got the Super Goop one, and that was messy, and I don't know. This one is much better. So I really recommend it. It's incredible. That's the ad. It could be an ad, but isn't an ad. Whatever I say. Thank you very much. Bye.